Andrew Schneider on KLIA KRLS Radio as we continue day one of our coverage from the state track and field meet here with Pella's medalist, fifth place in the 4x800 relay. We got Nathan Vanderwall, Mason Gocke, Atticus Voss, and Kanan Dunham. Nathan, obviously the 32. Slow start today, much better here in the 4x8 today. What was it like to come back and be able to get some points for your team?
It felt really good, yeah, especially after a rough race. I just wanted to be there for my team and get some points for the guys. So it felt really good to kind of step up and have a much better race.
Well, Mason, you had obviously a big moment, you know, at state qualifying. Now here you are in the Blue Oval. What was it like to be out there today and obviously carry your team to a great finish here?
Going against the weather today is pretty hot. And just trusting ourselves. Nathan had a great leg, even though some of the guys maybe in the other teams made it a little harder for us, but we're able to power through some adverse circumstances to get a good race today.
You mentioned adverse circumstances. Atticus, you spent most of the year injured. You're able to come back, run at state qualifying, and now here you are. What does this moment just even mean to be running here, considering all you've gone through this offseason?
Well, first of all, I'm just really thankful to get a race, at least a couple races. I've run like four this year now. Really happy to finish my high school running career on the Blue Oval.
Well, and Kanan, had a chance to talk to you after a real, you know, thriller in the 32. What was this 4x8 like, having to come back and recover, especially in this heat today, but able still to get a top five finish for your team?
It was definitely hard coming back. Recovery was a really important thing for getting to run this race well. I'm really proud of everyone that ran today. Everyone ran great races.
12:43.
Yeah, the 32 it definitely made it difficult, but I think everyone performed really well.
Well, and some of you still have some work yet to do this weekend. Your thoughts about what you need to do now to get focused on the next 2 days and give your team a chance to compete for a trophy?
Yeah, a mile on Saturday, so just rest up, hydrate, cheer on teammates, don't stay in the sun too long, and then get as many points as we can to compete for a trophy.
Thoughts about getting ready for the rest of the weekend and chasing down that third place trophy?
Just cheering on teammates, staying out of the sun maybe as much as we can, just to, as the week gets hotter, and then just doing our best, I guess.
And get ready for 800 coming up on Saturday as well. And Atticus, this was it, right? Obviously, though, I imagine what a great way to finish your career.
Yep. All year, the next 2 days, just cheering on teammates and getting what they need.
Yep. And then Kanan, Saturday, you still got some work. And then obviously in the DMED 2 tomorrow, your thoughts about these final two races and getting the guys ready to score some more points?
I'm really excited for the next two races. They should be fun. I think recovery will be a big thing for everyone. I think just knowing that this is all part of God's plan, I think that also helps everyone prepare and know that all they need to do is just give their best, and that's the best that you can do.
Well, congratulations. Pella's 4x800 relay placing fifth. Congratulations. And we'll see the three of you at least coming up later this weekend. Atticus, we'll say hello to you. Thank you.
Thank you.